In this week's parsha, we have Parshas Mishpatim. The pasuk says, "By sheker midvar sheker tirchak, v'nakiv tzadik al taro kilo atzik rosh." So midvar sheker tirchak, the Torah is telling us that a person has a chiyuv to distance himself from sheker. So why is that? The Torah very, very, very infrequently will say to be marchit, to distance yourself from avera. It will often tell you of an avera, not to do this, lo tignov, right? Lo sachmod, lo tisna sachicha b'lavecha. It doesn't say by any of these surim, it doesn't say to be marchit, to distance yourself from it, except for one other time in the Torah, which is by arayos. A list of relationships, it also says that, lo tikrivu l'gavos erva, and you should not come close to revealing an erva of a person that's also to be with. So why is it so stringent in the Torah? Why does the Torah look at sheker as so severe that that the Torah goes and says that you have to be distant from it, further away than other things you have to be from sheker? What's so bad about sheker? So the Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva speaks about sheker, and he breaks it up different levels of sheker, different level of lies that a person can say based on severity. Right, obviously, there's a real lie, you're totally making something up. Right, then there's embellishment, and there's embellishment for your own, where it serves a purpose for you, or where it's going to save you from getting punished, or save you money. Right, you'll cheat on taxes, you'll lie on taxes. Whatever. There are lies which a person will do that will save him from penalties or from embarrassment or whatever, and those are somewhat understandable. The Rebbeinu Yonah explains very interestingly that there's another type of sheker, and that is embellishing on something, on a story, let's say, that will have no benefit to the listener and will not have any benefit to the one who's giving the story, to the teller. So the question begs to be asked, why would a person lie if it's not going to benefit the speaker and it's not going to benefit the listener? Then what's the point? Why would a person want to do that? So the Rebbeinu Yonah explains, and then maybe this is the yesod, why the Torah says, midvar sheker tirchak, that a person really has to try to distance himself from sheker. Because he says as follows, a person likes, enjoys, living in an olam hadimyon. A person likes to live in an imaginary world. And when a person's living in an imaginary world, he's not living in the real world. He's not living with himself. Right? How do we know that a person likes living in an imaginary world? If you ever see children's playing, right? If my kids have a Playmobil, right? You had that when you were growing up, Playmobil, right? So my kid just got, when I went to America, I came back and I brought him a rocket ship, right? So Eliyahu and Ben Sion, whenever they come home from Cheder, the first thing they're doing is they're running to their room and they take it out and they're playing with the spaceship and the satellites and all these things. So you see that they can play there for hours. Why? What are they doing? Right? What are they doing? So because they look at themselves as if they're in a spaceship and as if they're astronauts and they're exploring and they're doing all these interesting things. They're living in an olam hadimyon. They're living in an imaginary world. But they're taking themselves out of reality and they put themselves in this imaginary world. And if we move fast forward a few years, right, so we could see adults doing the same exact thing, right? A person, an adult, will go very far to receive honor, right? He'll go and he'll make himself a big, huge birthday party, or a big, huge birthday party will be made for him. And the people that know him or that are quote-unquote friends with him will make him this huge bash. Why? Because they know that he loves the kavod, so they want to honor him. So for that moment in time, he's thinking that he's the greatest person in the world. So he's living in an olam hadimyon. For him, it's the flame, it's a kiviyach, it's like the playmobil equivalent to a child. And we saw Solanter's Hatzal says a beautiful thing. He says, the olam hadimyon is so powerful for a child that if I were to go and take that spaceship from Eliyahu, from my son, right, as he's playing with it, in the middle, just grab it from him so he can't have it anymore, to him, it would be as if I took a car from an adult, a real car, or a yacht, or shit, whatever. And I said, I just took it from him. As angry as an adult gets in reality, if I really steal something from him, that's how really angry a kid will get when you take him out of his own, when you take out his play, his toy. Because to him it's real. He put himself in the Olam HaDimyon so much that that's literally his. This is a fascinating thing. Rabbi Sol Salanter says this about child psychology, that taking something away from him, and even for a baby, it's destructive. You have to be very careful before you do that. You have to think very hard before you do that. Because it's mamash, the equivalent of taking something away that really is owned by an adult and taken away from him. So we see how powerful the Olam HaDimyon is. Right? And a person can live his entire life. An adult can live his entire life in an Olam HaDimyon, in an imaginary world. And why is that so dangerous? Why is that so dangerous to live in an imaginary world? For two reasons. First of all, a person living in an imaginary world and telling lies that might not even affect himself or affect anybody, but once a person gets used to that, eventually he will come to tell lies that do adversely affect himself or will adversely affect another party. Because he gets so used to living in this Olam HaSheker, so to him, okay, what's the difference between a white lie and then a real lie? It becomes very gray until it's almost becomes a part of him and he starts to lie despite the fact that it will hurt somebody else. That's one thing. But I think I want to focus on something else, a little what's even more dangerous and what's very applicable to our world. Is that when a person lives in the Olam HaDimyon, in Sheker, while the Torah says Midvar Sheker Tirchak, the person has to distance himself from Sheker, is that when a person puts himself in the Olam HaDimyon for too long, it's a way out of, in a way of him not needing to experience head on what his real feelings are, or to address real problems that he has with himself, right? A person, when it's so easy to sit in a movie theater, right, and to let 2 hours, 2.5 hours go by, right, because you're enthralled as if you're there, right, as if you're in this action hero and you're Mission Impossible or you're whatever, or Transformers or whatever it is, right? And you're living in this, and then you don't have to focus on yourself. You don't have to focus on yourself anymore. Right? And this is one of the major problems that we have with our phones and technology, is that it's constantly distracting a person. So it's living in Olam HaSheker. What do you think? Fantasy football is living, literally putting yourself in an Olam, in a world of Sheker. As if you're a GM and you have a team, right? And it's just not true. You're an 18-year-old guy in yeshiva who's supposed to be focusing on himself, or even an adult. Right, watching TV, watching movies. Forget about the isurim. Forget about real isurim of looking at things that are inappropriate. Forget about that. It's the fact that you cannot live with yourself, with who you are, and focus on yourself. That's the most dangerous thing. That's the most dangerous thing. It's living in Olam HaDimyon. It's as silly if you think about it as looking at a kid imagining himself when he's singing in his house in Yerushalayim and thinking that he's on Mars with a spaceship, right? When really he's just sitting in his apartment in Yerushalayim with a Playmobil, but he's thinking so the adult is also, right, imagining himself when it's ridiculous because you're really not there. And why focus on the Dimyon, Olam HaDimyon, when you could really be focusing and doing something constructive with yourself? So comes the Torah and says, Midvar Sheker Tircha. This is something that's very dangerous. It's not just dangerous. It's not just any old Isser, not thievery, right? It's much, much worse. Because it's something that you can be pulled into it and never get out. And as a 5-year-old and 6-year-old, you'll be playing with a Playmobil. And at 35 and 40 and 50 years old, you'll be playing with your own Playmobil, which is kavod, which is seeking honor, which is money, right? Which all these things, right, that are just total distractions to ourselves and how we can properly connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah in a real, real way. So I think this is something that is a lesson for us. We're leaving Shovavim almost. We're basically at the end of Shovavim, where we're taking the time, weeks, to be focusing on ourselves and our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and distancing ourselves from things that detract from our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is one of them in a big way. Sheker. Sheker doesn't only have to be lying, saying an untruth. It could even be living an untruth. Living in an Olam HaDimyon, in an imaginary world, where we don't have to focus on it, so we don't have to be uncomfortable. And that is true. It's sometimes very constructive to feel uncomfortable at times, because it forces ourselves to look into ourselves and to see where we're going. So, Mirza Hashem, we should heed to the call of the Torah, Midvar Sheker Tircha, spend a little less time in the Olam HaDimyon, and to focus our lives in the real world, which is the Torah and Mitzvot. Tam Gishamas.